In the dim corridors of the Austrian fortress of Forchtenstein, majestically perched atop a mountain, young Nicholas Schütz, aged 10, ventures forth draped in a black cape. He is there for a nocturnal guided tour that unravels the story of the true Dracula, Vlad Tepes. This prince of Romania, often conjoined with the vampire image popularized by Bram Stoker, was not a bloodthirsty creature. The castle has made it a principal mission to highlight this historically eclipsed figure, especially as Halloween approaches. The public's perception of Vlad Tepes has long been shaped by the fictional Dracula, but he was foremost a prince who valiantly combated the Ottomans, emphasizes Florian Bayer, the castle's collection director. The fortress indeed possesses one of the rare paintings where Vlad Tepes is depicted as a Christian hero. Vlad's history is captivating. He was the Prince of Wallachia, a vassal to the Kingdom of Hungary. His moniker, Dracula, meaning Son of the Dragon, was inherited from his father, who was decorated with the Order of the Dragon. Contrary to popular renditions, historian Dan Johan Murison describes a charismatic man, imposing in stature, who garnered the admiration of women. However, despite his appearance, Vlad Tepes was feared for his cruelty. In Constantinople, he was termed Vlad the Impaler due to his proclivity for the torture of impalement. It wasn't just a military tactic. Vlad employed it against internal adversaries and German merchants, his economic rivals, Murison points out. So, how did a historical prince inspire the vampire of Gothic literature? Bram Stoker, in his 1897 novel, appropriated the Dracula name, infusing it with supernatural and romantic undertones. This nocturnal antichrist, thirsty for blood, subsequently became a pop culture icon through Hollywood's adaptations. However, Bogdan Popoisi, head of the Brașov archives in Romania, notes that for a long time, the connection between Vlad Tepes and Stoker's Dracula wasn't obvious to many. It was the communist leaders who popularized this association to attract Western tourism, he asserts. The Bran Castle, depicted in Stoker's novel but where Vlad never truly resided, remains a focal point for thrill-seekers. Yet, for many in Romania, the linking of the prince to the vampiric figure is viewed skeptically. It's a trope tailored for tourists, Murison believes. As for Vlad Tepes' fate, it remains enigmatic. Murdered in 1476, some believe he rests in a monastery near the capital, while others contest this. Intriguingly, a recent Italian study even posited that Vlad might have had the ability to shed tears mixed with blood, further fueling speculations surrounding his legend. The tale of Vlad Tepes, hovering between historical truth and myth, continues to enchant and captivate, ensuring his immortality in global culture. With AFP.